Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show on the Freedom from Addiction segment. I'm excited to welcome to the program Reverend Wynn Henderson. Wynn, how are you? I keep asking that question as we continue the process of our quarantine, and I hope you're doing well.
Well, I am, Neil, but I've been in the house except for groceries for a month, so I haven't had much chance to get exposed.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, but again, you never know the effects of just being inside. It's good you're staying out. You know, you're only venturing a few times outside. It's a good thing. So, I mean, but I'm sure that it'll drain on you if it continues for the entire summer, or you just never know.
Well, that's true. There's a lot of anxiety out there in the United States because of sheltering in place, and we've done program on what to do about that. Y'all can look back on previous programs and get some advice, but it does play with your mental health.
All right, so let's kind of jump right into our topic for today.
We're going to talk about COVID-19, and a Nobel Prize winner says COVID-19 is man-made. What do you think about that?
No, I mean, that again, we're hearing things regarding that, especially with Wuhan and things like that coming from the Republican side, but it's not been verified yet, even though it's been on Fox News. So what have they heard? I guess this is a scientific fact found by this doctor.
Well, you remember, Neil, we did a program a while back before they told about the level 4 biocontainment laboratory in Wuhan, and I said that I thought that was where the problem originated. And now we have Luc Montagnier. He is a co-recipient of the 2008 Nobel Prize in Medicine. He was part of the team that discovered the human immunodeficiency virus, otherwise known as HIV. Now, this French virologist has now publicly declared his belief that COVID-19 not only came from that laboratory in Wuhan, but also was created there. The scientists stopped short of calling it a bioweapon unleashed on the world. Instead, he surmised that there was some sort of accident, both in the creation and the release. And although not without contention within the scientific community, Montagnier theorizes the Chinese lab was working on a vaccine for AIDS, which could develop from the virus he helped to identify. Now, he contends the genome of the novel coronavirus shows elements of both HIV and malaria, and therefore cannot be naturally occurring. Now, the communist regime in China has been less than forthcoming with their news. From the very beginning of what has become a global nightmare. As of yesterday, April 19th, there have been nearly 2.4 million confirmed infections and over 164,000 deaths caused by COVID-19. Along with the suspicions of this brilliant scientist, the United States government is reportedly investigating whether the virus originated in that level 4 biocontainment lab. It's quite possible they were working on something as innocuous as a potentially helpful vaccine, but it cannot be entirely discounted that the program was a possible weapon of mass destruction investigation.
Oh my gosh. And if they do find something like this was a weapon of mass destruction, what do you think if the if both sides of the political party in the world, all the world's against him, what could this lead to?
Well, I don't know. That would be tremendously important information, but I don't know that they can do much against China. It's such a big place and so much commerce and everything. They're just going to continue to deny.
Wow. All right. Again, this is the Freedom from Addiction segment here on the Neil Haley Show. And this is just something that would be infuriating for you, regardless if it was the search is talking about it was a mistake China made it in a lab or this was a weapon of mass destruction, the way it's just destroyed this economy and destroyed people's freedom all over the world is terrible.
Well, we'll just have to keep following the news and following the investigation and see where it leads to.
Absolutely. And people, this is a great quick catch up, but this is what you're trying to do for your fans on Freedom from Addiction, especially because we're doing a simulcast from your podcast and our nationally syndicated programming. Your goal, Wynn, is to really provide great information for people that subscribe to the podcast and are always up to date listening to it, right?
That's exactly right, Neil. I spend the majority of my free time doing this work and finding out what I can find out and trying to pass it on to people as quickly as I can get it up.
All right. And the people can listen to the podcast, especially if you're listening to this nationally syndicated radio show, The Neil Haley Show, on the Total Media Network all over the world on multiple internet radio stations, terrestrial radio stations, and podcasting sites. But for you, the best way we can find information is going to subscribe to the podcast is go to where?
Well, the subscription to the podcast you can find at www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. And it will take you to the most recent program, and then you can scroll down through scores and scores and scores of programs to find the one that you're interested in.
Fantastic. Or go to RevWynHendersonMD.com and go ahead and download one book that is available right now, but soon you'll have two books for free for a limited time available at your website.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, and then subscribe. Make sure you hit that subscribe like button for Wynn's YouTube channel as well if you're tuning in on YouTube, because again, he constantly is thinking of his audience and he's thinking of providing stuff that's not the noise that you see on the news, right? Or watch on the news.
Absolutely.
All right, Wynn. Take
well,
care.
Let me say one more thing. My mission or purpose in life is to spread a message that there is a cure for all addictive behaviors. And this is a spiritual cure, and the treatment program is profiled in my book, Freedom from Addiction, and then the number 3. It's available on Amazon and wherever books are sold. If you meet 3 simple criteria, everyone gets well. So that's some hope for anyone who is suffering from any of the 30 plus different types of addictive behaviors. And so you gave them the resources, and if they will go over there and take a look at that, maybe they have one of those addictive behaviors, or maybe their family or friends does. But it's a way to find out something out of the box, out of what is normal and has been tried for 40 years and hasn't worked. So I appreciate you letting me on the show today, Neil.
And for your show as well. Take care. You're listening to Neil Haley Show and also listening to Freedom from Addiction 3, especially on the Total Media Network today. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast, and we have more news coming soon.